The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got a little twist in the burner Twitter war. And this is the last time you're going to get Team Blitz together for a while. So let's do this. It's kind of our Friday, but it's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, but we're both going on vacation starting
it's
tomorrow.
It's Friday. It might. So, yeah. John, play the Friday music. Can we do that? Is it too late to switch?
Yeah.
I know most people don't want to hear this because most of you schlubs have to go to work tomorrow. But not me. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I need this, man, in the worst way. It's just been... Even today. Today was supposed to be easy. And try to post stories to the website this morning. Nothing worked. So, spent all morning dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be dealing with it tomorrow because I'm going to be flying to San Francisco in the morning. And you know what? I'm pretty sure Eric came through with the T-shirt.
Speedo, though. Huh?
I was going to ask if you got your... Well, I don't know. I haven't opened it yet to see if it has both.
No, maybe it does.
But
well,
I will,
maybe I should check my mailbox. I don't know.
I will be wearing my Carbock T-shirt to see Trevor Noah tomorrow night.
All right.
See his little comedy act. I think we have three shows we're going to tomorrow, which I only wanted to go to two, but okay. Saturday's going to be full of them, and then we're doing like two on Sunday. I did not want it to be where all I'm doing is going to shows for 3 days. That would be boring as hell. But
you got to just take some time to drink some beer and smoke some pot.
Exactly. Those are on the agenda. But I will be back. I'll be back in town Tuesday, but I don't think I would get here in time to do the show unless John can't find anybody.
Right.
But
no, I got it lined up.
Yeah, so who do you have?
Tomorrow it's going to be the sideline with Craig Koshkin and Jermaine Every. And then Monday, Patrick Creighton. And then Tuesday, we're going to have Jermaine and Craig do it again.
Patrick Creighton by himself?
Yes.
Oh, no. You think that's a good idea, John?
I think he does. I've been listening to his night shows. I think Patrick got it.
Is Nate not available?
Nate is not available.
Mm. So it's just the Crate show.
Hmm. Well, that's kind of what... Well, I'd say that's kind of what he does at night here, except we have so many sports. I don't know how often he's on. It's like once every 3 weeks.
Yeah, we have the NBA Finals on tonight.
Yeah. So... Well, we had the Stanley Cup last night. That was a hell of a game.
Yes.
I obviously a little disappointed in the outcome, but I hit my under.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, it's I
so are you are you outwardly rooting for you have an outward rooting interest?
Yeah, I mean, I adopted the Knights as my second team, and since I don't have a futures bet alive, then I'm rooting for them to win.
Okay.
And plus I got to meet one of the co-owners when he was here, and he was a really nice guy, and kind of got to be friends with him. So it's like, I'm rooting for the Knights.
Okay, that's fair.
But I'm not going to be sad if Ovechkin wins his first one.
I don't care either way. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a dog in this.
I'm rooting for Vegas because I also have a sneaking suspicion that as great a season as they had, I don't see them repeating this over the next couple of years.
Right.
And either way, I think it's a great story. Ovechkin finally wins one, or an expansion team wins the whole thing. But man. Last night, that freaking save by Braden Holtby with about 2 minutes left was just, man, that was a game right there. Well, that and killing a 5-on-3 whenever you pull that off. So great effort by the Caps last night. And I think we're in for a good series. And I hope we're in for a good basketball series.
That starts tonight.
Yes, on our channel.
Right here.
Yeah. Thanks to Jong Lee.
On 97.5.
97.5.
Not on some other scrubby AM station in town. here.
Yeah. Not even on our sister station.
Nope.
94.1.
They don't get it.
Nope. Or do they, John? Are we doing it on both or just here?
No, just here.
Yeah, see, that makes 97.5 special.
There you go. Did you see that that Kevin Love is out of concussion protocol and is eligible to play tonight?
That helps.
That makes it interesting. I mean,
you just need one win, right?
I just need one win. Just need one.
I like your chances.
I honestly don't expect to get one in these first two games, but if I do, that's all the better. But yeah, it'll be I think it's going to be a better series than people think, because I believe that LeBron is playing with a lot of pride right now. And honestly, the Warriors don't look like the world-beating Warriors of the last couple of years. They look like there's some chinks in the armor.
Yeah.
They can be had.
Although, they didn't really look that way in the first two series. I think the Rockets made them look that way.
Right. But you know what? Had James Harden stepped up and played like a superstar, the Rockets would have won that series.
Yeah.
I have almost zero doubts that LeBron James is going to play at a superstar level. So I think that gives the Cavs a puncher's chance.
I hope so. I mean, I'm trying to fool myself into thinking the Cavs have a chance, and I just don't see it. But I hope you're right, because otherwise it's just not going to be very interesting. If it's Warriors in five again, it's like, okay, we saw that act.
Was there this kind of fatigue? I mean, and you're probably even too young. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I guess you can relate to a different era, but when the Celtics and Lakers were playing every year, like Magic versus Bird era, was there fatigue of seeing those same teams?
There was for me with the Celtics, because I hated all their pasty white players.
Okay.
But the reality was you didn't know which team was going to win each year. And as great as the Showtime Lakers were, the Celtics were capable of beating them. And then you had the one year where the Rockets snuck in and played the Celtics. Right. It made it interesting.
I wonder if there's anyone who, I'm sure we have at least one listener. I wish, this is the one time ever, I wish Barry Warner was here. I would ask him what it was like in the 60s when you pretty much knew that the Celtics were going to win the championship every year, if there was fatigue of those Celtics.
And that's a good question, but I'll be honest, I don't know how many people were actually basketball fans back then.
Well, that's why I said Barry Warner. I mean, he was probably...
It wasn't on TV.
He was probably aware of what was going on.
Yeah, he would have known.
But I do feel like those Showtime, the Showtime era where it was Bird versus Magic, those Lakers-Celtics series, you basically knew that they were going to play each other every year or damn near every year. I don't know. I'm different than most people, I guess. Like, I hear people go, oh, it's just so boring to see the same two teams. I think it's awesome. I think that you're developing a rivalry, which to me is always fun in sports, you know, and it doesn't feel necessarily so much like it's the Cavs versus the Warriors rivalry, but it feels like the Warriors versus LeBron rivalry. And to me, that's intriguing. It's much more intriguing. And obviously, let's say, for instance, the Rockets made it. Obviously, that's a different subject because they're a local team. But let's say instead of Cavs-Warriors, you got Cavs versus random three Cavs versus Jazz.
Yeah,
would nobody, that be interesting?
No, it wouldn't.
No.
I think the problem is I don't know that there's anything that would have been interesting this year unless your team's in it.
I guess so.
And I think that goes not just to fatigue of this, but the whole season. You know, we talked about, well, let's see what happens in the playoffs, because it sure looks like it's going to be Warriors-Cavs, and then the Cavs go through their doldrums and then make trades, and then you have injuries, and then in the end you get what you were going to get anyway. And I think that's what it is. It's if the 76ers had made it, it might have been interesting, because you got this young group. It would have been like when the Magic made it against the Rockets. But
would you have felt like they had a chance to come up and beat the Warriors?
It depends on how they would have looked. You know, if they had swept the Cavs, for instance, you know, you'd talk about, all right, they're really peaking.
Right.
This might be the time. I don't really know. Although that Jazz is kind of an interesting team, except it's Utah. It's hard to like them, and nobody outside of Salt Lake likes them. But I don't really know. Okay, maybe New Orleans.
Okay.
With Anthony Davis. That would have been kind of cool, but they're just not good enough. So otherwise, no. I mean, I don't know that there's a sexier matchup, but I just don't know that there's much sexiness left.
Well, think about like the 10-year run-ish run
from the mid-90s into the aughts when you pretty much knew the Yankees were going to the World Series.
Right.
I mean, they were the best team. They had the best players. They spent the most money. Nobody else was doing what they were doing.
And they just had a collection of superstars that...
Yeah, and if they had a hole to fill, they would just go out and fill it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big deal. Did you feel fatigued by that, or were you interested every year to see if someone could step up and beat them?
See, I think that was... I think the difference is, in baseball, you get the right pitchers, get hot at the right time, like the Diamondbacks did against them.
Yep.
You could see somebody
beating it. Or the Marlins did the same thing. Yeah. Josh Beckett was right. A monster.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often in basketball. I mean, you basically have the same two teams. One of them is going to win. And I think it's different. And I enjoyed those Yankee teams because...
I did too.
Because there was always a chance somebody's pitching would be hot enough to shut them down. And that's why you tuned in. And that they made play after play and clutch hit after clutch hit. You know, until somebody let the Red Sox out of their little box.
But couldn't you look at LeBron as that, like, he's the Randy Johnson? He's the one guy who could go in and shut this thing down?
I just don't believe he can, because it's basketball. It's a totally different sport. It's one guy versus four guys who are really, really good. A3S, what if Gordon and Kyrie were healthy against the Warriors? I still wouldn't care, because that's the Celtics. Would it be more interesting? Well, probably, but would I care? From a personal standpoint, would I care? No.
Here's what I will say, though. If you're looking at this and going, it's a foregone conclusion. Remember, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion when Nick Foles was starting against the New England Patriots. And sometimes it's not.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people bet on the Eagles. I mean, I know they were
underdogs. I bet on the Eagles.
Yeah. So,
but I also took points.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like.
Still, I mean, I don't know if that's a fair comparison.
You say, oh, look at this team so shorthanded. They're missing their best player. I mean, hell, Cleveland's not. They're not even missing their best player.
But this is a seven game series.
Yeah.
It's not one shot.
And it's not a. It's a sport where five guys have the biggest impact as opposed to 22. It doesn't work. I mean, there's no real sport comparison to it.
But there, I mean, you can look to 2016, and LeBron has done this already once.
Yeah, with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And the Warriors did not have Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They did not. But I've also contended that this Warriors team is maybe more beatable with Kevin Durant.
I'd say in the regular season, yeah. In the postseason, I don't see it happening. I hope I'm wrong, because I'd like to see something entertaining.
Yeah.
But I'm not excited to watch tonight's game, because I think it's going to be a close series.
Okay.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Maybe one of the most underrated Zepp songs of all time.
It's good.
Man, I downloaded a bunch of music to listen to on the plane tomorrow. And that song John plays occasionally, the zombie cover by Bad Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize about that is the Cranberries chick was supposed to go in and re-record that song with them that day. And that's the day she died.
Oh.
So the video's kind of creepy. It's creepy in the way that that last David Bowie video was. So if you want to be creeped out, they do a good job on the song too. I was telling you about this yesterday, how Weezer trolled everybody because there was this account that wanted them to cover Africa, and they made a big deal out of covering Toto's Africa. And so the other day they released Rosanna, a cover of that. But yesterday they did finally do the Africa cover, which apparently everyone seemed to want. But they did a nice job with it. It's just, I mean, Toto sucks. What do you want?
A lot of people are asking me about Paul George and whether or not Paul George is the kind of player that can put this team over the top. I don't really know. I feel like Paul George, I mean, he's obviously, you're improved if you get Paul George. Are you better than the Warriors if you have Paul George?
How much better is Paul George than Trevor Ariza? That would be the question. Is that difference enough? Because that's essentially what you'd be doing, right?
But the problem is now Paul George gets here. Somebody's got to become the third scoring option now. You know, so you're either going to get a lessened version of Paul George. It's, you know, it's a matter of how they all fit together. I will say that the Paul George experiment this season in Oklahoma City, while it worked out, like Paul George looked like he was pretty good. The experiment of having him and Carmelo and Russ Westbrook on the floor at the same time, that didn't work. So I think there's some chemistry things, and not that I'm saying like Paul George is a bad chemistry guy. I don't think that he is, but you're talking about adding another guy who needs to see the ball a lot, and you've already got two guys that need to see the ball a lot.
What you need is a guy who's willing to be a third option, who will knock down some threes, play some defense, and be a better version of Trevor Ariza. If you can get that player, I don't know who that player is, but if you can get that player, I think you're better off. I think if you can get rid of Ryan Anderson's deal, and I mean, you're going to have to take care of Chris Paul. I think there's things you can do because I don't think they're that far away, but year to year, you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, maybe Chris Paul misses most of the season next year. Are you good enough then? Probably not. So, and I know Chris Paul's out trying to recruit LeBron. Every team in the league is going to try to recruit LeBron, and I wouldn't be shocked if he goes somewhere else. And if you got him, then obviously you're going to have to redo the way that your roster is, but who wouldn't do that?
Yeah, everybody would.
Yeah. Because if you take the same team with, you know, I would assume with LeBron, you would not have Eric Gordon. You'd have to find a way to get rid of Anderson's contract. We're counting him as a zero, and Ariza would be gone. You'd probably find some way to keep Capella, at least for a season.
That would be tough, though, because somebody's going to offer Capella the max, and if you max Capella, you re-sign Paul.
Well, you just go way over the luxury tax.
Yeah.
If you sign LeBron before you do those things.
Right.
Which, and maybe Tillman's willing to do that. And I obviously, LeBron doesn't have the best relationship with his owner. And I would say Tillman's probably the second highest profile owner in the league, maybe. I mean, Mark Cuban's obviously the biggest. But I mean, there's some attractive things here, but who knows? John says, remember when it was a foregone conclusion that Mike Tyson was going to destroy Buster Douglas?
Remember Michael Jordan's an owner.
Yeah.
He's probably more high profile than Tillman.
I don't know. I bet Billion Dollar Buyer has him a lot more followers than you would
think. Michael Jordan?
I don't know, man. I mean, Michael Jordan.
Mark Cuban's behind Michael Jordan as far as profile.
But what does Michael Jordan do anymore? That's the thing.
He owns the Hornets.
And does he go on TV? Does he do reality shows?
Still buy his gear like it's going out of style. Yeah,
as a basketball player, as an owner, he's not very good, let's be honest.
Yeah, but if you're just talking about high profile, I don't think Tillman Fertitta or Mark Cuban or anybody is going to come into that conversation.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who don't even know that Jordan owns the Hornets. He's so reclusive now.
Well, maybe.
But It's not like he ever had any personality. Let's be honest.
No.
And that's why.
And I still think there's other big name owners. Like Jerry Reinsdorf's still a big name.
And Paul Allen's still.
James Dolan.
James Dolan is a big name. Maybe not for the right reasons.
The buses.
Yeah. And maybe only because they've had so much success, but Peter Holt's become a big name. He's amongst them, though. Well, Dan Gilbert's also one of the high-profile ones, too.
Yeah, but not for good reasons.
For the bad reasons.
Mikhail Prokhorov.
Russian mob, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
But to the Tyson Douglas thing, how many years ago was that that you're going back to find an upset?
Oh.
How old were you when that happened, John?
I was very young.
Well, and again, that's one fight.
Yeah.
Not a seven-game series.
It's a one-on-one thing. And man, the one thing I remember about that fight is when Mike Tyson walked into the ring, he looked like he wanted to be anywhere but there. And, you know, that's, again, that's one-on-one. It's closer than maybe baseball or some of these other things. But we shall see. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776.
We talked about this yesterday off the air. I do think there's a tinge of disrespect there. The Warriors are 13-point favorites in game one.
Yeah.
The Warriors at home have only been more than a 12.5-point favorite 12 times all year. And when you think about that, you know, think about the division that the Warriors are in and some of the teams that go in there twice a year. I mean, you're talking about there's some bad teams that have come through there. You know, they get the Suns multiple times a year. They get the Kings multiple times per year. They got the Lakers and Clippers. I mean, the Clippers were the only other team in the Pacific Division that were even above 500. So there's a lot of bad teams. And somehow, only 12 times this year were the Warriors this big of a favorite. It doesn't make sense that the Cavs... I mean, listen, I understand if you don't think that the Cavs have a chance to go in and shock the world. But 13 points, when that just hasn't been happening all season long, I don't get it. And honestly, what the Cavs have done, and obviously it's relative because it's what the Cavs are doing with what they've got available to them,
right,
is just as, if not more impressive than what the Warriors have done in the playoffs. You know, the Cavs have, I remember even that the first series against Indiana, they got down and everybody's like, oh, it's over. The LeBron thing's blown up. And then, of course, he drags them back. Then they get the Raptors. They get the team with the best record in the East. They get the coach fired. And then they beat the Celtics when everybody had written them off. I just think that there is some Cavs disrespect going on.
Yeah, I think the number, sure, but I don't know there's disrespect. It's just I just look at the matchup and I don't see them winning. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong because I want to be interested in the series, but right now I can't.
I think it was more of a Eastern Conference disrespect, because if the Celtics did come out and if the Rockets came out, I don't think anybody would have picked the Eastern Conference over the Western Conference. Like now the Celtics Rockets matchup would have been a lot closer than a Warriors Celtics matchup, but I think it's more everybody's viewed the Western Conference series as the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and that's. And maybe that's where it comes from. I do think that's a lot of points. I kind of have a feeling that the Warriors are going to roll tonight, and then your close game is going to be game two.
Okay.
I think you'll see although I wouldn't be shocked if LeBron comes out and does one of those LeBron things, and it gets real interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But we'll see. I hope so. I think it's more of a hope than anything. Good, John. Pulling up that Weezer. I do like their version of it. I just never a fan of the song, really. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
So It's a very cool shirt that Aaron sent me that I'm going to be.
I'm jealous of it.
I'll be wearing. But they did not get the Speedo done for you.
There's no Speedo. You got a cool shirt.
At least yet.
I didn't get the Speedo.
Well, sorry.
Oh, well. I guess I'm just going to have to wear regular shorts out there.
I did my best, sir. Which is basically receive the one that they sent me. I'm not all that thrilled about going to see this guy tomorrow night. It's just he's one of the wife's favorite people, so I figure I'll go and hopefully it'll be funny. And if it sucks, I'll have something to hold against her.
That's right.
Yeah, we flew all the way out here to see this clown, and I mean he's not that entertaining to me, but I hear his stand up is funny, so we'll see. But I am interested in seeing Jon Stewart on Sunday night just because. How many times you get that opportunity? Unless you're here in a couple weeks when he's here.
Right, then you'll have an opportunity.
Oh man! So did you see the latest on the burner Twitter account?
I did not.
That it might have been his wife's accounts.
Oh boy, Roger Goodell's wife did that, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, he's obviously lying because one of them he has admitted to was his. He said the other four was quote someone who was out to get him. If your wife's out to get you, okay, that's cool, but. Yeah, and it was her phone number. So it's either his or his wife's. Hmm. And I'm pretty sure he knew what was going on there. If he didn't, then yeah, you know, wives and girlfriends that get on Twitter are not a good thing. It almost never works out.
Yeah, what good is going to come from it?
So I can't believe that you called my husband arrogant on the air. Yeah, well. That'd be Annie tweeting at people.
No, like my wife knows better.
But, yeah, not good. And apparently, he did the same stuff when he was with the Raptors. There was some forum for GMs, and he made up names and went and did the same kind of stuff. So this guy's an insecure little bitch is basically what So, and doing that on Twitter, if it's me, I fire the guy. I don't think he's that good anyway.
Well, I mean, you just...
But he gets pissed because Hinkie gets credit for some of the guys that they did.
I don't understand why they... I don't know. And why they hired him to begin with, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. See the Pistons interviewing Kenny Smith for the job?
No, but that's not... It's not a surprise, necessarily. I mean, that's a name that's been brought up every offseason is a potential coaching hire.
I never know how guys like that are going to do. I mean, he knows the game. Obviously, he's a smart guy. But to go from TV to coaching, I think it's less of a weird thing in basketball. But to see like Herm Edwards going essentially from TV to college football is just weird. But I don't know how he would do. It would be interesting. I know that Orlando hired its coach, and apparently Calvin Sampson had several interviews with them. So kind of glad that
then he kind of said he's not in contention for it anymore, right?
As they were announcing the new guy. So in other words, it's the old I finished second.
I'm going to be a UH Coug.
Yeah. I would have liked to have been a Magic, but I'll settle for being here. But yeah, that's the deal. I'm taking my name out of the running the day they're announcing somebody else. So it's, but hey, I'm glad he's staying.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought this up after last season that I thought that his name would start popping up in a lot of places. I didn't think it would be Orlando. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So I do think the people of the river will be happy that you did not get a Speedo.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, Steve Clifford is your new Orlando coach.
Did you see that Jimmy Kimmel and Ted Cruz seem to have come to an agreement?
No, I did not.
Jimmy Kimmel, who called out Ted Cruz for being at the Rockets game and essentially maybe implied that was why they lost, which I also believe.
Yeah, somebody tweeted out a picture of him and said, hey, is this Fred Fowler at the Rockets game? I'm like, thanks, guys.
Oh, that's painful.
Of all the people.
Ted Cruz is in way better shape than you.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I could take Ted Cruz.
He said, could you take him in basketball?
Probably.
Ted Cruz says, all right, big guy, to Jimmy Kimmel. You talk a good game. You besmirched my support for the Houston Rockets. So let's settle this man-to-man, one-on-one, hoops, or ring ball if you prefer. The loser gives $5K to the non-political charity of the winner's choice.
I like that.
Who are you taking?
Jimmy
Kimmel's in way better shape than he used to be.
Yeah, but he's also a tiny guy.
He is short.
Actors and comedians are usually really small. I might take Ted on that.
Man, you think?
Yeah. A little bigger. Probably better in the paint. I'm going to go with Kimmel, probably a better first step.
Okay.
What number are they playing to? Because it could take 2 hours to get to 15. I don't know.
So Jimmy Kimmel is listed as 6 foot, and Ted Cruz is listed as 5'10".
Oh, okay.
Hmm. I don't think that's accurate for either one of them. I'd say Cruz is probably stronger.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't.
Kimmel just looks tiny to me.
He just has the age advantage, Mr. Cruz. Maybe he can just call Grayson Allen and just kind of have sub him in.
No, I don't think that's fair.
No.
Now, when you say the age advantage, Ted Cruz is younger or older?
By 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not really an advantage.
No.
I might lean Kimmel. I don't know. I haven't seen either one of them's game. I'm guessing neither one of them could play. So you'd have to only play to 5.
Yeah.
I think that would be the safe thing because you don't want anybody dying of a heart attack.
Well, that could take like 30 minutes.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to play to 15. I don't think I could take anybody anymore. I can't. I'm like Luke Mbamute shooting the ball right now.
Oh, no.
I can still rebound and get in position. I just can't shoot. I don't know what the hell happened. Got old. It happens. I guess shooting's the last thing to go.
By the way, if you believe in the Kardashian curse, here's another bit of news. You know what? I'll save this for Hoffman on Hollywood, I guess.
Okay.
It was on my list of things to get to, and for some reason I didn't have it in my section for Hoffman on Hollywood, which that's where it belongs. So
yeah. Hey, John, how old is Ted Cruz?
47.
Wow.
So Jimmy Kimmel's 50?
Yeah.
Man, Jimmy Kimmel looks great for 50, doesn't he?
Yeah, I would have guessed Ted Cruz was close to 60. He looks a lot older than he is.
Jimmy Kimmel, that guy's taking care of himself, apparently.
Yeah, I'll take Kimmel then.
He does look a little bit older now that he's like growing out that gray beard. But I still think he looks younger than Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Tim Burgess tweeting out a picture saying, I don't look like either of these guys. He's got a dog and Ted Cruz. Yeah, I don't see the Ted Cruz thing. But that's just me.
Jimmy Kimmel made fun of Ted Cruz for attending a raucous game in a super cool t-shirt over the polo look, which that is a bad look. And he said, can you be embarrassed by a picture of someone else's dad? Because I am. When Ted arrived at the Toyota Center, some of the fans mistakenly thought it was Grandpa Munster bobblehead night. He said, I mean, look at him. He looks, and I'm not joking here, he looks like a blobfish.
Okay, if it came down to insults, I know who I'm taking. That's not a contest. Voldemort texted me to say, I think they're playing to 10 and you have to win by 2.
Okay.
So that would probably take, I'm going to say, over under 42 minutes for them to get the 10 points. Hey, guess what I have to give away? I know you want this. How about a pair of tickets to Monday Night Raw live in Houston?
Oh, yes.
This coming Monday, June the 4th at Toyota Center, the big dog Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe.
Does it say the big dog Roman Reigns?
It says the big dog Roman Reigns. I'm reading it exactly as it says.
I thought maybe that was just your commentary.
No, it says right there. See, the big dog. Isn't that right, John? Isn't he the big dog?
I don't know anymore.
That's his nickname?
It says the big dog Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Samoa Joe. I'm guessing he is from Samoa.
I'm guessing he's probably not, but his character is probably from Samoa.
The monster among men, Braun Strowman.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh.
And more. Actually, there's two and mores here. It says Ronda Rousey and more. So there's more beyond the more. This is an event you don't want to miss, AJ. Tickets starting at just $20 at the box office or online at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Let's do caller 25. Get to go see Ronda Rousey. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. We're playing the name game, in case you were curious. It's where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Fresh Lawn. If you need the best lawn service, then call Fresh Lawn, 1-800-896-5320. Anyone who calls, tell them you heard about it from ESPN 97.5, you'll get 10% off your first lawn service. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. John and Raheel Waddell gave away today's prize to Philip. Since he was the first caller, congratulations, Philip, for being the winner. Also, check out sportsmap.com. Some really good stuff on there today. And including John Granato, Barry Laminack, got a video on there from Palillo. And please check out the website today because it was an awful lot of work for us just to get those things up. A lot of work. This is my whole morning. Everybody has troubles with IT at work, right? This just was one of those things where we couldn't even post stories or add photos or anything. So.
How is that search function working?
It's not. We're not there yet. So that's pretty much,
exactly stands. What you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. My hope is this is how confident I am. By the time I get back next Wednesday, then it'll be fixed.
The search engine?
No, the website.
Oh, okay.
I'm not putting a date on any of the other
stuff. Is that a Fred Fowler guarantee?
No, it's not. It's not. I'm told it'll be a couple days. So we've had to come up with even more workarounds than we already had in order to get stuff posted. But this was supposed to be our nice little slow time, where things ease up a little bit with the Rockets out. Okay, so Friday, June 29th, we'll be at the Poker Club at West Houston. We just got that.
Is that a new poker club?
I guess it is, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with, but it's Katie. It's Katie, so.
Okay.
We'll be out there for that. I wonder when somebody's going to open one in my neighborhood. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a pretty cool area.
You know what? Maybe you should.
Yeah, because I have so much time to be doing even more stuff.
Come on,
right,
dude.
Now.
Get that dough, Fred. That'll let you retire.
Yeah, maybe.
And then, I mean, you can spend your retirement doing what you really want to do, just hanging out in a poker room all day.
Well, that's probably true. I don't know that I want to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you want to,
yeah,
you'll have a big throne-like chair that people will push up to the table, and like they'll only be able to fit 7 people at your table instead of 10 because your chair's so big, but you'll be the king of the castle. You can call it the Falcon's Nest.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. No, that's not, it's just not something I want to get involved in. If somebody else wanted to run it, and then yeah, I might want to invest in one if it were down there.
Yeah.
And I could be involved, but I don't want to be doing the day-to-day operations of that thing. It's enough managing this damn website. Finances and everything else that goes into that. It's enough of a job.
Yeah.
Wants to know, do either of you guys talk to Palillo? I do when it comes to sports map stuff.
I don't.
So
he doesn't. I don't think he particularly cares for me.
I don't think that's the case.
I mean, it's okay. It doesn't, like, I'm not bummed out about it. It's fine.
Yeah, I think we just all have very different personalities.
Yeah. I'm not Palillo's kind of guy. I'm not his cup of tea. That's okay.
713
Now me, I like everybody. You guys know that.
No, you don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't hate as many people as you pretend to hate.
Right.
But
which means for the most part, I like people.
713 says Fred would be the Russian guy from Rounders if he had his own poker room. That's right. I'd be Freddy KGB. Pierre, that man, he's money. Oh, speaking of music, I was just looking for some different stuff to download today, and I saw that Metallica had done a cover of Take On Me by A-ha.
Uh-huh.
It might be the worst thing I've ever heard. Metallica covers songs really well.
Right.
But this was just, it was almost comical. It was so bad.
Don't be a hater, Fred.
No. I love Metallica. That's why, I still think they've got.
That's why you're going to San Francisco, the home of Metallica.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll run into them out there.
Maybe so.
Apparently, there's like a gigantic karaoke contest out there.
Are you going to participate?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Is there a prize?
There is a prize.
Oh, boy.
Thinking of trotting out my Waffle Hours, because that's the one that I kind of do best.
I think maybe with Bon Jovi recently elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
yeah.
This might be your time for My Life.
No Bon Jovi. No Bon Jovi. Mm. I'm going to trot out Waffle Hours and then Tom Petty.
I'm guessing if you get drunk, Bon Jovi will show up.
Yeah, I'm not going to get drunk. I might get stoned.
Okay.
Well, but see, then I'm not. I'm going to be like, you go ahead and let the next person do it, man. I'm just chilling over here. Look, my fingernails are growing. Cool. 832 says 50-50 partners, Fred. I'll do the hard work. You do the free promotion. That I could do. That I could do. Promoting I can do. I can do marketing really well. I don't want to be, there every night making sure that security's got everything covered and that there's no problems and, 713-780-ESPN. I've been involved in underground rooms before with some of my friends, and it's just, now that it's legal, that's great. I just don't, it's too much work for me. Like, I'm trying to find ways to do less work now.
Right.
I'm not trying to add things on, although don't think I haven't thought about it, because it would be really cool to put one down there, somewhere around where Eighth Wonder is, where everybody is now, because they've got opened all those places like Truck Yard, which I can only go to during the week, like last night, because it's gotten so popular.
Right.
But, there's a lot of people down there now, and a lot of people go down there for Astros games. I think there's potential in that area. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see? I know you saw this. I want your thoughts on it. Michael Bisping calling it quits.
Yeah. Not a surprise. Dude's been doing it for a long time, and now he's making plenty of money doing commentating and things like that. I think he's going to continue to do that. And he's actually pretty good at it. So, not like the guy can't fight anymore, but I don't think the guy is a championship level fighter anymore. And honestly, he is the recipient of some really good luck that even made him a champion to begin with. I don't want to make this like the Michael Bisping bashing, but dude landed a big shot against Luke Rockhold, who's a much better fighter than him. And then his one title defense came against a 45-year-old Dan Henderson. And then he fought GSP and got mauled, basically. He had a good career, one of the first guys to come out of that Ultimate Fighter and really make something of it. So good for him. He's a...
You were never a fan.
No, I'm not. But that's okay.
You don't have to be.
That's right.
That's fine. 713-780 ESPN. God, this is so bad. You have to listen to this for a second. As much as I love these guys, it's just...
I love this already. No, this isn't very good so far.
No, it gets worse.
It sounds like they're doing it like kind of like a joke.
I hope so.
I mean, this.
I know they were doing a lot of like ABBA and stuff on this tour.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're trying to be this bad.
I don't know. Yeah, it is bad, but I think it might be intentionally bad.
I hope so. All right, we'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.